It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In the world of comic strip art, the Reuben Awards are on par with the Oscars. Named after Rube Goldberg, the Reuben has been awarded by the National Cartoonist Society to artists such as Charles Schulz, creator of Peanuts, of course, Chester Gould of Dick Tracy fame, and Bill Watterson. The Toonzeum in downtown Pittsburgh will be exhibiting 7 decades worth of original art from cartoonists who have won the Reuben. This weekend, they're celebrating the exhibit with the first annual Pittsburgh Comic Arts Festival, a comic strip block party with some of the biggest names in cartooning. Toonzeum Executive Director and founder Joe Woese joins us in Studio A to talk about the festival and exhibit. Joe, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Good to be here again.
And also with us is Tom Richmond of Mad Magazine. He's the president of the National Society of Cartoonists. Tom, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. Glad to be here.
Honor to have you. I'm a big, big fan of Mad Magazine. When you call it the Comic Arts Festival, are we talking about comic books or newspaper comics?
We're really talking about sort of the broad spectrum of mediums that are covered by comics and cartoons. The National Cartoonist Society membership base is made up of a lot of comic strip artists, magazine artists, Mad Magazine, New Yorkers, a handful of animators. So it's a really broad spectrum, but the emphasis is certainly on comic strip artists.
And what are some of the major artists that you're going to be featuring here in this festival?
It's sort of unbelievable the names we're going to be featuring on this in this festival. Patrick McDonald does Mutts, just fantastic, unbelievable. Lynn Johnson, Kathy Geiswhite, Hillary Price, who does Rhymes with Orange, are all in a panel discussing women in comics, which I think is just remarkable. Mo Willems, who does the children's book, Don't Let the Pigeons Drive the Bus. Jeff Keane from Family Circus.
Right.
And Tom Richmond of Mad Magazine. It's an unbelievable list. There's right now about 60 cartoonists, and we're still getting people coming up who are involved with the conference saying, oh, hey, you know what, where can I jump in? So it's just an unbelievable, stellar list of talent.
Tom Richmond, I mentioned at the outset that the Reuben Awards are on par with the Oscars. But you know, describe what these awards mean to people in your profession and how many times Mad Magazine has been recognized with these top honors.
Well, this is the 67th year that they'll be giving out the Reuben Award and divisional awards as well. So it's been going on since 1946, I think, was the first winner. That was Milton Caniff of Terry and the Pirates fame and other things. So so it's a big deal. For cartooning, it really is the Oscars. And to be honored by your peers like that is pretty special. So it's a big deal among the industry. This show that we're having is unprecedented. I mean, to have a piece of original art from every single person that's ever won for Outstanding Cartoonist of the Year, which is the Reuben, is something that is pretty special. So we're very excited to have this show going on.
And, of course, Mad Magazine would be in a different category than the day-to-day comics.
Yeah, but the Reuben, it doesn't necessarily mean just for comic strips. I mean, there's been a lot of magazine illustrators and sports cartoonists and editorial cartoonists that have won that award as well. So to answer your question, how many Mad Magazine artists have won the Reuben Award? 5 have won it, including Jack Davis, Mort Drucker, Al Jaffe, Sergio Aragonés, and myself. I won last year, actually.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, you know, Mad Magazine is something that many of us grew up with. The level of satire, of sarcastic wit in that magazine, it ranks on a par with some of the greatest comedy of any kind in the United States, doesn't it? Isn't that fair to say?
Oh, I think Mad was very influential to, you know, what today's big names in comedy are all about. The Daily Show, you know, Stephen Colbert, The Onion, some of the Saturday Night Live, some of those shows and comedians have been influenced by Mad's satirical look at the world, and they're the first to tell you that. Mad has been very influential, and they're still going strong. You know, today it's still a magazine, and there aren't that many magazines these days, but it's also an iPad app, so you can read Mad on your iPad. And they've got a cartoon show now, an animated cartoon show on the Cartoon Network that's very successful, a short animations with very mad flavors and TV satires and movie mashups and things like that. So young kids are getting a taste of Mad, and hopefully they pick up the magazine and see what it's all about.
Which explains how the Mad magazine, I mean, we used to just hold it in our hands and read it, but this explains how it survives in this new technological world in which we live. Joe Woese, what can you say about Pittsburgh's role in comic history?
You know, it's interesting. I think we have a real mix of cartoonists here that I think a lot of people aren't aware of. Going pretty far back, actually, one of Billy DeBeck's first big gigs was to get stolen away from Ohio to come to Pittsburgh, where he worked for 2 years as an editorial cartoonist. But in more contemporary history, you have people like Mark Zingarelli, who has worked with Harvey Pekar, and Ed Pisker, who is just a phenomenon right now. Wayno, an underground cartoonist. And it's really interesting because we do have animators here, people like from Kensington Falls. We have comic book artists, a lot of comic book artists like, you know, Don Simpson and just so many. And then the one thing we have not had yet is a newspaper comic strip artist in Pittsburgh. So we've even had one or two guys who have done stuff for Mad Magazine too, but no comic strip artists yet. Cy Hungerford, the legendary editorial cartoonist, had a comic strip that lasted about a year before it, and it was only syndicated to a handful of newspapers that did not do well. So I think that's what we're waiting on in Pittsburgh.
And for you guys, are you intending for this festival to be, you know, big like Comic-Con in the future?
You know, we're following a different prototype. One of the things I did last year was to visit the Brussels and see their comic arts festival, and it's just a phenomenon. It's a big public event, open to the community, and it's citywide. That's sort of the model we look at, not a Comic-Con model where people are charged admission and come in and meet, you know, these comic book artists or find out what latest movies are going to be. Really turn this into a community event, and I think it's one of the things that's unique about this is so many great conferences come to Pittsburgh. And the National Cartoonist Society immediately jumped on this and said, what can we leave behind for this community? How can we take it to the people of Pittsburgh? And I think that's just tremendous for both the society and their foundation to do.
And Tom, we're down to just a few seconds, but will there be hands-on aspects of this comic arts festival?
Absolutely. We've got a long list of cartoonists that'll be there to do sketches and sign books and autographs, and you know, people have a chance to meet the cartoonists.
It should be a lot of fun, and I'm glad I had a chance to meet you. Tom Richmond of Mad Magazine is president of the National Society of Cartoonists, and our good friend Joe Woese is, of course, ToonZM executive director and founder, joining us in Studio A. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure.
Coming up, travel correspondent Elaine LaBalm hits the beach. She'll tell us all about making a visit to Rehoboth Beach. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.